fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
KVOE, live and local, 825, sunshine 43 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by longbineauto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE News time is 8:26. Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to have with us Melissa Owen, the Executive Director of Beacon for Hope Suicide Prevention here on the KVOE Sutherland studio line.
Melissa, good morning.
Hey, Melissa.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Well, obviously your work is never done, and you've got a new activity, the way it sounds, that's coming up here for kids this weekend.
We do. Yes, we have our very first kid event. We've partnered with the Emporia Public Library. And we're very excited to bring this event to Emporia.
Called Mad, Sad, Glad. Tell us more.
Yes, so it is an activity for kids from K through 5. And the concentration is mental health for children. We will have story time where there's a different youth book that focus on mental health for kids in that age group. And then we will have activities that will couple along with the stories themselves, giving kids the opportunity to recognize feelings, express their feelings, and being able to kind of articulate their feelings in different ways with our activities.
So what is the what are you looking to accomplish here, Melissa?
Our hope is that we start recognizing that when it comes to mental health issues, anxieties, even depression in kids, that we start recognizing that earlier. The earlier that we can start identifying that and getting kiddos the help that they need, then the better off they will be as they grow into young adults and then to adulthood. So our hope is to educate not only the kids of recognizing that it's okay to feel mad, it's okay to feel sad and glad, and also to educate parents, too, of activities they can do with kids, ways they can identify if maybe their kid is struggling and they're not sure. So we have resources for parents as well to take with them.
And a lot of people would probably think this may be a little bit too early to talk about, you know, issues like, you know, feelings and you know, possibly trending towards harming thoughts. But you obviously know that this is, you know, probably the at some point in time, the younger the better here, so that these tools are in place when kids get to, say, their teenage years and those feelings are very conflicting on a regular basis.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have found some amazing resources from researchers that have done extensive research on kids who they identify that struggle as young as 5 years old, you know, starting kindergarten, and then it increasing and kind of escalating throughout their elementary years and such. And then when they get to middle school, they struggle even more. So we're hoping that with these, they're fun resources, things that parents can do with their kids. It's things for kids to pick out to do at home that are free that they can do with their parents as well to kind of express themselves and self-care and really learning how to take a time out for themselves when they start getting overwhelmed, because that's very hard for kids. It's hard for adults to self-regulate, let alone asking a five-year-old to regulate themselves. So just finding ways to make those connections with kids and so we can identify them and that kids can be more successful.
And we're talking with Beacon of Hope Executive Director Melissa Owen, previewing the Mad, Sad, Glad Storytime. Yeah, collaborating with the Emporia Public Library, this event coming up this Saturday. Well, Melissa, let's talk about Beacon for Hope, your organization, and your mission.
Absolutely. So our mission is to educate and provide resources for our community. Our big thing is flooding the community as much as we can with resources available for those who are struggling. We have so many amazing organizations here in Emporia that can help when it comes to being overwhelmed with mental wellness, for getting the help that you need. But it's hard to find those places, and it's hard to ask for help. So we try to provide those resources, whether they be local here or if somebody is more comfortable with a national resource where it's more anonymous, a 24/7, like the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline or the text line, a way for them to communicate with somebody when they feel overwhelmed or in crisis. Our other piece is providing training for members of our community to help identify community members who are in crisis faster. If we can identify people faster, we can try to help alleviate the burden that our mental health system already has. And if we can arm them with the tools that they need to help self-regulate, coping skills, resources, support systems, learning how to build a support system, then we can help reduce the suicide rate that we have and make our community suicide savers.
And along those lines here too, Melissa, this isn't the only event that you've got coming up here this spring and summer. Typically, you've got events scattered throughout the course of the year in order to highlight this.
Yes. In fact, we have a new event that we will be debuting in August, finalizing those kind of details actually tomorrow with a partner. But we will have, we have decided not to do a walk this year, a Hope Links Us Together walk. Instead, we are doing, it will be called Hope Links Us Together Presents Hope in the Park. It'll be a brand new event. It'll be much like our walk. We just won't have a walk during it that we're excited to debut. We have our art event we might be doing again in this June with First Friday. We're finalizing those details as well. And, of course, we have our masquerade ball that'll be in November.
All right. So once again, set us up here for the Mad Sad Glad event Saturday. When and where, and what's going to be taking place?
Okay, it's at from 2:30 to 4:30 at the Emporia Public Library. It is free and open to the public, geared toward kiddos age K through 5. But we encourage you to bring your whole family. We're very excited. We'll have some treats for the kids, some activities. We have some raffles for them to enter for to win that day for participating with us. We're just really excited to be able to get back out in the community.
And, Melissa, people would like more information about Beacon for Hope. How can they find you?
They can find us on Facebook, or they can call us at 620-481-9251.
Outstanding. Melissa, thanks so much. Hope you have a great turnout here Saturday, and keep us posted on everything else you got coming here through Beacon for Hope.
Okay, we will. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Melissa. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Yeah, Beacon for Hope Executive Director Melissa Owen. It is Mad, Sad, Glad Storytime, Emporia Public Library this Saturday. Free event geared towards kids K through 5, but the public is invited to attend. I think a nice offering there.
Agreed.
Coming up this weekend. Newsmaker 2 tomorrow, Chuck?
Yes, we start the Newsmaker 2 slots really focusing on the dynamic discs open. We